stunning upset, Lee, and it shows you where the country is really going in terms of the Democrat Party in Florida.
Yeah.
Angie Nixon, member of Democrat Socialist of America, lunatic, who's gone viral multiple times. She's been arrested. Ron DeSantis keeps having her arrested. She goes down to the legislature, invades the chamber there in Florida, and screams socialist and communist slogans at the legislators. Unhinged. Just won the Democrat primary for Senate. Against. Now, this wouldn't be a big deal. There's like not many people running. She was running against Alexander Vindman. You know, the Vindmans of they're like folk heroes to the Democrats. They're from Ukraine. And the, you know, that family very much behind the impeachment. Remember him? That guy. He had $20 million from the Democrat establishment. She had $800,000.
For a state race.
Yes, but it's the U.S. Senate
race. Oh, excuse me. Okay,
yeah, no, that's okay. I didn't even know they were running. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to the Democrat side in Florida. I just assumed it's going to be a loss. But the Democrats really thought Vindman might be able to pull himself off as a moderate and, you know, take out Ashley Moody, whatever. He had $20 million and blew through a lot of it in the primary and got beaten by this woman. Here's Ashley Moody, who is the Republican senator from Florida, describing Angie Nixon. And this is completely accurate. She is on the record. Defund the police, defund the Border Patrol, defund ICE, defund the military.
And you're going to have one side that I'm going to be up against that wants to. And the platform says, defund the police, don't fund our military, open up the border, non-citizen voting. I could go on and on. We're not making this stuff up. In the state of Florida, who stood strong in the face of big government, you have now a Democratic Party that has put up as their nominee a self-proclaimed socialist who runs a bookstore called the Resistance Cafe. I am not making this up. This is not some made-up fiction TV story. This is the election that will take place in this free state of Florida this November. That is who the Democrats are running, because that is who they are as a party.
Now, I guess that's where you can go to get your Che Rivera t-shirt and beret at the Resistance Cafe.
Yeah, but you know the part that's so stunning there? This is the free state of Florida.
Yeah. Well, but it's a Democrat primary. You have to remember that. So.
Well, I know, but she beat him by 10 points. 44-55. You know what I mean? It's not like it was even close.
Yeah. Well, I think that when it comes to Democrats, Florida isn't the only, California is not the only state that's full of fruit and nuts, you know.
But, you know, what this shows is this is, when we lose, this is what takes power.
Yeah.
We've never seen this before. This is frightening. And then last night, Lee, I got to get your reaction to this. Here, I'll play it. To South Carolina's great embarrassment.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S.
Sorry, wrong audio file. Let me play the correct one from last night.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Okay, we're done here. I mean, There's no pretension. This woman has no business running for the U.S. Senate.
No.
I'm sorry. I any number of people I know could have easily answered that question. And I'm not talking about, you know, politicians. I'm talking about common, everyday American citizens. That's inexcusable for a senatorial candidate to say foreign policy is not my thing. That is what you do in the Senate. The Senate is responsible for passing treaties, for crying out loud. That's a part of what a senator does. And to say that you don't have any, I'm sorry, I've tried to be very nice because I respect her, but that is completely inexcusable. And I'm sorry, if this is a sane state, Ralph Norman just won the election. This is a sane state.
That went uber viral to the grave embarrassment again of South Carolina after the Miss Teen USA answer, which a lot of people are comparing it to last night. I was watching the debate with my 16-year-old, who, okay, admittedly is a political junkie. I don't know where he gets it. But he's watching this and his mouth just drops open and his eyes get huge. And he starts firing off the answer to the question.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, well, I mean, China's been blockading Taiwan for 2 years. I mean, they're obviously playing war games. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they try to take it, you know? And he's like, he's like, I can't believe she can't answer that question.
I could have spent an hour extemporaneously discussing why that is an issue.
Yes, I bet you could. And there was so many ways you could answer me. You could even say, if you didn't know anything about it, you could have whiffed and said, well, you know, this is why it's so important to onshore manufacturing again and get it out of China and get it out of Taiwan. That would have sufficed. I mean, we listen to the question again, okay? It's not an in-depth question. It's basically, is China our enemy? Yeah, circle A for yes or B for no. Take a listen to the simplicity of the question. Here we go, right there.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Gosh, I'm just shaking my head. I have an honest question. Who prepped her for this? Because Senator Lindsey Graham and his staff know foreign policy up one side and down the other. Whether you agree with him on every stance, that man, Lindsey Graham, knew foreign policy. He knew international leaders. He was involved in almost every foreign policy situation that the Trump administration's been dealing with, and at least had an influence even when Biden and Obama were in office. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. Is she being shielded from Lindsey Graham's staff? Because those are smart people. I disagree with them on some issues, but they're very smart, politically intelligent, and informed people. Who is prepping her for this? How could you not possibly have said, now on foreign policy, let's take a look at this and let's see where, you know, you stand on this, or at least be informed on it? I mean, I'm just stunned, Tara. When I heard that, and even saw the Associated Press had a story about it, which we just did at the top of the hour, I was stunned that the AP actually did a story on it. But of course, the reason they're doing it is because they want to embarrass Donald Trump because he's endorsed her. That's why the Associated Press did this story.
If you can't answer that question. You don't have a position on China. You'll be figuring out your positions in the Senate. And by the way, she's been in the Senate now for weeks. How has she not looked this up? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Watch Fox News for crying out loud. You know, listen to a podcast or something. I mean, I have never been so stunned about fumble of a question in a debate on this scale in decades. I mean, this goes back to Gerald Ford and his comment about there being no Soviet influence in Eastern Europe.
Well, Lee, think about it. She's 62, right? You should be able to pick up the answer to this question by just kind of watching the news your whole life.
All right.
You know, like, or listening to talk radio. But think about this for a minute, okay? This is a woman who didn't even vote in the last two of the last three elections, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't have the interest to do it. This is a woman who's never put up a political post before anywhere, not on Twitter, not on Facebook, anywhere. This is a woman who clearly has not been interested enough in politics to just watch the news because she cares about the future of the country. She cares about freedom. She cares about her kids and the country they'll live in. She didn't have the curiosity. That's how, let's think about this. In 62 years, she never picked up enough information to answer that question. That's stunning.
I have voted in almost every primary and election that I can think of.
Me too.
I may have missed one or two for reasons since I was of voting age, which is a long time ago. A long time ago. I have made that a point every time. So I guess I'm qualified to run for something in the GOP in South Carolina since I've voted in everything. But I'm just telling you, Tara, when I read that and saw, I heard you mentioning this, and I did not watch the debate last night. I'm not interested. I've already made up my mind about who I'm voting for. But that just cemented everything for me. And like I said, I've been trying to be objective and be nice, but it's like, I'm sorry. We're done here. That's just inexcusable. Inexcusable.
Ralph Norman also, we're going to get into this in a minute. Ralph Norman also asked her last night, like, you know, Democrats have put $1 million mm-hmm. into ads to elect you and defeat me. Could you, you know, and he hit her on it.
Yeah,
good. She said she didn't know anything about it.
Good for him.
Well, when I first heard her say it, I thought she's lying, right? But then after that China thing, yes. Maybe she doesn't know Democrats are trying to elect her.
Plausible deniability.
It is possible. Which makes you wonder, what are the Lindsey Graham machine people yeah. telling the Democrat? If I'm the Democrats and I got $1 million on this woman right now, I'm making some phone calls this morning.
Yeah.
Does she know she's agreed to vote with us? She knows that, right? I'm telling you, that's going on this morning. Especially after the China thing. Y'all may not realize this, but in former life, I was a crime reporter. Spent years of my life, probably add up to years, the court system, Charlotte. Federal courts, state courts, county courts. All kinds of cases. And the one thing I learned, filed in the back of my head, about committing crime, which I became fascinated with, one cardinal rule, and by the way, if some of you are out there committing crime, you may want to turn this up, okay? Listen to this segment. One cardinal rule for committing crime and not getting caught is this. Do not tell people. Optimally, you should commit the crime all by yourself and tell no one. That gives you the best odds. When you tell even one person, your odds of being caught go up dramatically. Why? Most people's lives are boring. They can't shut up. It's true. And I became fascinated with that part of criminal cases. Not just, okay, he got arrested and here's what he was doing, but how did the police find out? It was almost always somebody running their big mouth. And then Vice would find out and then, you know, and that's how it went. Especially the big criminal conspiracies. You know, I mean, just like moving drugs into Charlotte, moving girls into Charlotte, underage girls, stuff like that. People just couldn't shut up. Human beings are like this, but they can't. Their lives are too boring. If they see something interesting, that's what happens. So I mean, like, optimally, I'm just advising some of y'all, because I love you guys. I mean, if you're going to commit crime, like, and you got to have some other person to help you. I mean, like, I would only involve, like, one person. Somebody you're not optimally are married to, blood relative. Probably not the entire frat. Folks, I thought you had to be relatively intelligent to get into Penn State. That is silly me. They're running a multi-million-dollar, multi-state cocaine trafficking ring out of the frat house. Sigma Chi and Delta Upsilon fraternities of Penn State. And they're not only telling everybody, they're having the pledges cut and package the cocaine. It's amazing this lasted as long as it did. Have you heard the update on this story? Headline. Dad busted in Penn State frat bro cocaine trafficking ring. He's a prominent Pittsburgh lawyer. You looped your dad in? Really? Paul Robinson, an attorney with the firm of Meyer, Dara, Buckler, and somebody else, is charged with, listen to this, helping to hide evidence from a multi-state cocaine trafficking ring run by his son and other, this is the stunning part, current and former students. This has been going on for years. How did the cops not find out in 5 minutes? By the way, as a disclaimer, I'm not encouraging anyone, obviously. This is a tongue-in-cheek segment. I'm not encouraging anyone to commit crime. I'm just fascinated by those who get away with it versus those who don't. And the one thing that I saw in case after case after case sinks everybody almost universally 100% of the time is that person who talks. And not to police, usually. It's a friend talking to a friend. And, now the police are hearing, well, there's a rumor that house down there, that's a drug house. Why? Because you couldn't shut up. Or you involved more people than you had to. Okay. Coming up on the show, Darlene Graham, given what was essentially last night in a Senate debate, a multiple choice question. The question was essentially, is China an enemy or not? Explain. She whiffed it. But wait till you hear what else she didn't know. We'll break it down like no one else coming up. South Carolina is trending right now on X as the entire country. It's one of the top three trending things. Discussed Darlene Graham's answer last night to a simple question about China. Now, as I play this for you, as you wake up this morning, if you did not see the debate, it's the U.S. Senate debate with Ralph Norman. As I play this for you, ask yourself, could I answer this question off the top of my head?
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Is China a national security threat to the United States? Yes or no? This was a multiple choice question, but this was a softball. Of course China is a national security threat to the United States. Yes. That's it. Again, folks, this is the kind of question you should be able to answer if you've just kind of followed the news over the years. Forget running for the Senate. This is the kind of question you should be able to answer if you care about your country. This is a woman who has never made a single political post ever to social media on any topic. So when she says she's fighting, not with us. I mean, you couldn't even sound off on any topic that matters to us. Pick one of 50. No. This is a woman so disinterested in politics, she didn't vote in two out of the three last elections, but wants to be your senator. Why? What is the argument? Well, the argument from the Graham machine, which is using this poor woman. I actually felt embarrassed for her last night. I felt my heart crumple a little bit. I bucked up, of course, immediately, but she is being used by this machine. She's being used by a set of consultants, globalist campaign staff that have run the machine in South Carolina and run conservatives out of the primary for almost two decades. This is why there are basically the people who run this state are people who would run as Democrats in other states. Why? Because the conservatives were pushed out in the primaries and not allowed to make it to the general election by the Graham machine. These people are desperate to hang on to power, and they have latched onto this woman like a parasite. And in their profound selfishness to keep their power base both in Washington, D.C., because it's folks, it's the staff, it's the consultants, it's the fundraisers, all of them, who I guarantee you, there are people who've made a lifetime income off being part of this machine. Desperate to hang on to power, and they only have power together as a machine. Didn't bother to prep her. China? Come on, it should ring a bell. Our number one enemy on Earth. Yes, our biggest enemy on Earth, not Iran, is China. Somebody should have prepped her. But what she didn't know last night was stunning. Folks, a Democrat PAC, not my definition, Google AI. A Democrat PAC put out a press release bragging that they are trying to defeat Ralph Norman and elect her. They're the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. I've got the press release up on my feed that they're putting $1 million in. This is Chris Jensen's PAC. He donated $12 million to try to elect Kamala Harris. The guy who runs it supported Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They're Democrats. They put out a press release. There's no confusion here. Ralph Norman confronts her on it last night. And she has no idea the Democrats are spending $1 million to elect her, she says. Well, when she first said, I went, oh, liar. You don't know the Democrats are spending $1 million, but they don't even have any money. Folks, they had to take out a line of credit, $15 million line of credit on the party headquarters, with the party headquarters in Washington as collateral. They're so broke. But they got $1 million to elect Darlene Graham? It's that, what? Well, Norman accused her of it yesterday. She says she denied it. My initial reaction is she's lying. Now I'm like, if she can't answer a question, a simple question about China, maybe she has no idea the Democrats are trying to elect her. Maybe the Graham machine staff didn't tell her what they've promised she'll vote for to get the money. It's a possibility. Here's from last night.
It's interesting that my opponent mentions Democrats. The ones that are funding her campaign are the Democrat PACs. The $2 million, that's... And you can bring them up, but the Main Street Washington, I'm not their favorite. I'm not their candidate. You are. The money they're putting in this race ought to be alarming for every American. Every ad that you see trying to tear me down is paid for by a Democrat donor who's put up, one billionaire put up $1 million. I got $2 million going against me this next week. I gladly take that. But it's coming from Democrats who are supporting her candidacy for some reason. It's very alarming.
Here's her answer.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The whole internet's seen it, okay? You heard the people in the audience, what, huh? And at first, like I said, I thought, well, she's a liar. But I got to give her benefit of the doubt after the China question. They may not have told her that the Democrats are trying to elect her. Folks, Democrats are broke, okay? They're stone cold broke right now. They owe $18 million. They have $15 million cash on hand. They had to mortgage the party headquarters and tell the vendors they weren't going to pay them until after the election. They don't have $1 million. And if they do, they're going to spend it in the most critical race possible, but not a Democrat one to elect her. Does she even know the staff? Do you know what you have to tell them to get them to put that kind of money in? I'm an old campaign manager. You got to tell them she's going to vote with you on every critical issue where you're looking to destroy the country. Did they tell Darlene they promised that? Or is she a stone cold liar? I don't even know this morning. Here's the rest of that. Well, you know what? I got to play the rest of it coming up. Folks, I'm going to blow your mind with this coming up next. Hang on. Finally, somebody finally asked Darlene Graham, hey, why are the Democrats and a Democrat PAC, not my opinion, Google AI, yes, it's a Democrat PAC. Why is it putting $1 million in the race to elect Darlene Graham? Finally confronted on this.
It's interesting that my opponent mentions Democrats. The ones that are funding her campaign are the Democrat PACs. The $2 million, that's... And you can bring them up, but the Main Street Washington, I'm not their favorite. I'm not their candidate. You are. The money they're putting in this race ought to be alarming for every American. Every ad that you see trying to tear me down is paid for by a Democrat donor who's put up, one billionaire put up $1 million. I got $2 million going against me this next week. I gladly take that. But it's coming from Democrats who are supporting her candidacy for some reason. It's very alarming.
It's also very indisputable. Again, you can find on my Twitter feed, the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, run by Democrats. It's a Democrat PAC. Put out a press release. They're not hiding this. Here's the headline on the press release. ITC PAC announces $1 million spend to defeat Ralph Norman in South Carolina Senate primary. And what they do, they're a Democrat PAC. They defeat conservative Republicans in the primary. Conservative Republicans who've been instrumental in stripping out climate change funding. Ralph Norman held up the big, beautiful bill. Yes, Trump's bill to strip out climate change subsidies. When he got Trump to do it, by the way, they were in agreement on it. When he got Trump to do it, it lessened the cost of the bill. Norman turned around and voted for the bill. Good. Well, they obviously think Darlene Graham's going to vote for climate change Green New Deal funding, and they're spending $1 million to defeat Ralph Norman and elect her. I know this because they say so in their press release. Nobody asked her about it till last night at the debate.
Well, first of all, if we're talking about a Democrat contributing, there was a Democrat that you contributed to in Charleston that was running for an office, so there's that. And also, you've received millions of dollars in PAC money. I think you started a PAC ad today, so that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Look, let me tell you, the money that the PAC, the difference, mine, I take zero money for Democrat PACs. Bernie Sanders' PAC, the PAC that supported Kamala Harris, is putting the $2 million in your campaign. You know where my money's coming from? South Carolina. It's between my money and South Carolina money. It's not the Democrat Party who sees something in you that they like. They do not like me.
She says she has no idea.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. The correct answer to that is if she's telling the truth, okay, I'm going to look into that. And right now, I demand that any Democrat PAC spending money on me cease and desist. I disavow any Democrat PAC. I want the spending to stop. That's what you do if you're not a Democrat. She didn't do it. She didn't do it. Well, I don't know. You don't know? You don't know. You missed the million. You know how much $1 million is in a state like this? With 50 million people in it? Or is it 5 million people? Folks, look, I do this for a living. I talk 4 hours a day. I misspeak sometimes, okay? I do. You hear me do it. But she didn't correct herself on this. You speak a lot, you're going to misspeak. But she didn't correct herself.
There's 50 million people in South Carolina. Half of them live paycheck to paycheck.
50 million. So what did it be? Like, she, well, I meant 5 million people. It's definitely not 50.
There's 50 million people in South Carolina. Half of them live paycheck to paycheck.
Okay. So going back to this.
But I do know that you gave to a Democratic candidate in Charleston. So I know that much. And again, you've received millions of dollars in PAC ads, PAC money as well. And in addition, you know, you have millions of dollars of your own money. I'm a working person. I don't have millions.
And I'm so I got to call time because it is.
Okay. He wrote Ralph Norman wrote a $1,000 check to a guy by the name of Leon Stavronakis. I'm really familiar with him because I was doing radio in Charleston at the time. Stavronakis was running against John Tecklenburg in Charleston to be mayor. Okay, you got to know something about Charleston. Charleston is a low-key Democrat city. Both of those guys at the time were running as moderates. That's how everybody runs for mayor in the city of Charleston in a nonpartisan race. So at the time, neither guy had come out as a Democrat or a Republican. So when she says he wrote a check to a Democrat candidate, no, that's not true. At the time he wrote a check, both of them were running to be mayor of Charleston in a nonpartisan race. Neither of them had come out as a Democrat or a Republican. So she leaves that out. Now, Leon Stavronakis would later become a Democrat in the state legislature. Yes. But at the time, no. And I'd say the two guys in that race, I mean, flip a coin, basically identical. That's who runs in Charleston. Now, why Norman wrote the check, I don't know. But just a correction on that, he was not a Democrat candidate when Norman wrote the check.